Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Issa Olufemi has been running all his life. Bright and early on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, you can find him running with students from Paul Lawrence Dunbar High School in East Baltimore. His mission is not just to promote physical fitness. He wants to instill lessons that his students can take with them to college. Lessons like commitment, self-motivation, and determination. Issa Olufemi is one of this year's Open Society Institute Baltimore Community Fellows. He and nine other fellows each will receive $60,000 over the next 18 months to fund a local project. The nonprofit Open Society Institute focuses on the needs of Baltimore's underserved communities, from criminal justice reform to empowering young people. Issa Olufemi's project is called the Poet Pride Run Club. Issa Olufemi, welcome to On the Record.
Thank you for having me. Let's grow.
The Poet Pride Run Club combines both running and college advising. Tell us why you decided to combine those two.
I guess the idea was birthed out of my work with the Black Running Organization, which is a grassroots community organization that serves to organize, educate, and condition the Black community on the basis of running as a practical demonstration of unity, and also my work with the College Bound Foundation as a college access program specialist. So I was able to combine those passions to create the Poet Pride Run Club.
So what do you do?
Well, it's a combination of running, obviously, college access, and also service learning. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have a unity run throughout the city. And on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we have individual and group advisement or college counseling. On Mondays, it's usually the individual advisement if students need to send letters of recommendation, fill out applications, research scholarships. The office is always open for them to come. We call it the clubhouse. On Tuesdays, we have our unity run. We run 3 miles, 7 a.m. in the morning.
7 in the morning. So this is sort of before everything else.
Absolutely.
Before classes and that kind of thing.
While everyone is going to work, we're out there running.
How long do you run?
Usually 3 miles, sometimes longer depending upon the weather. It's really about inspiring the community. So everyone's going to work during this time. And when people see our students running, I'm sure it's a gut check for themselves to say, you know, maybe I need to be out there running myself. Or, you know, even if they've already gotten the exercise, it's something positive to see from the students of Paul Lawrence Dunbar High School, 7 o'clock in the morning.
How did you get started as a runner?
I guess it started when I was about 3. I was thrown in the pool. And running is there with any type of physical activity for me. It's just a human thing to me. So it's not like, say, I'm going to run today. It's like I'm going to use the abilities that the Creator bestowed upon me. So that started when I was 2 with swimming, and then every other sport that I was involved in, from football to track. When I was 15, I organized a triathlon, I played semi-pro football, I played co-ed softball. So I was always engaged in sports. And it wasn't until my adulthood in Baltimore that I realized the lifestyle of running. Baltimore seems to be a running town. But the youth weren't exposed.
I want to pursue that, but I want to ask you first, what lessons have you picked up from running?
From running? It's really about, so when adults tell people, usually students, you're your own worst enemy, it's really that little voice. It's really a mental thing more than it is. So it seems like the brain really controls your legs. So what you're thinking about mentally is going to control how you perform when you're running. And the lesson is to embrace struggle. Struggle makes you stronger. And all my life, people have been teaching me to strive for convenience, to be comfortable, for things to go smoothly. But I realized that struggle is what gives people their advantage. It makes people strong.
So how does that play out while you're running? In other words, instead of thinking, oh, just another half mile and I'll be done, you're thinking, how far can I go?
Well, see, that's too much thinking as far as I'm concerned. Like when I'm running, I'm usually just thinking about my heartbeat and how I'm breathing. And if there's any type of stresses on my mind, they just kind of fade away because, you know, when you run outside, the wind is hitting your face, you hear the traffic, and it's just what we call a super grow, meaning a super development, because it's just you and the pavement or the grass or whatever, you know, terrain you're running on, but it's really mental. So hopefully you know, when I run, I don't think about when I'm going to stop. I'm thinking about how I'm feeling in the moment. And running is something that you never regret. Even if you don't feel like running in the morning, once you're finished, you won't regret it.
That's Issa Olufemi here on The Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Kast. Issa Olufemi is one of this year's 10 Open Society Institute Community Fellows. His project is called the Poet Pride Run Club. This is a running club, not a track and field team.
Absolutely.
Why did you decide to go the club route?
Well, we intentionally extracted competition from our program because competition is a winner and there's a loser. And we want all of our students to feel like they're winning. Particularly at Paul Ernst Dunbar High School, most of the students only engage in athletics if they're on a competitive sports team. And in my experience, I don't think that that's the best way to develop a student holistically. So extracting competition brings more of a unified culture for the runners. It builds camaraderie, and it's not a race or a competition. So usually when you see the runners, they're running in a cluster, they're sharing stories, they're talking, and it's socialization while you're running.
How many students are involved?
We have a program capacity of 25 right now. We're at 20, and we're recruiting every day. For some reason, running seems to be very intimidating these days. But when students see us outside, you know, students pop into the clubhouse and say, hey, I'm thinking about running with you all.
How does the college advising process work?
It's very unique because there's no criteria. A student doesn't have to have a particular GPA. In my years of studying college access, a student can get into college with a 1.1, you know, as long as they graduate. And in my experience, I've seen that those students usually work the hardest to redeem themselves. A lot of students don't do their best their first 2 years of high school because they're just becoming acclimated to the community, to the culture, and then they try to pick it up their junior and their senior year. So the earlier that I can get them, the earlier that I can ensure them that they can be college bound as long as they work hard. But our program is so unique. You have to run for it, though. If you want any type of advisement, you have to show up and you have to run.
And in addition to working with students to help them write their application essays, inviting admissions counselors to come and speak, you also take students on field trips.
Absolutely. We take them on very unique service learning experiences. We've developed a relationship with Under Armour, and periodically throughout the year, we would go up there and we would train with the Under Armour Run Train team or the Give Back team. And it's excellent exposure for the students because they get to see so many careers that they have never been exposed to. And a lot of those professionals share their success stories in terms of high school to and through college and how they wound up there. And it's an eye-opener for students, and now they all want to apply to Under Armour. So that's a wonderful thing. And also with the Black Running Organization, students are not required to come to the Unity Runs on Sundays at Druid Hill Park, but they come because they just enjoy running. They enjoy the type of people who come out to run with them. And it's addictive.
What is it about Baltimore that makes you see it as a running town?
Well, I mean, if you find yourself in Patterson Park, Lake Montebello, Druid Hill Park, or just walking the street, there are runners out there, and they're usually adults, and they're usually wearing some type of paraphernalia from their alma mater. And you can tell that they went to college and they learned the benefits of just physical training.
The Poet Pride Run Club has been around since last year. What schools did you send seniors off to?
Class of 2016, Frostburg State University, University of Maryland Eastern Shore. We sent a few students to Clark Atlanta University, University of Baltimore, Morgan State University. So students go all over.
So what are some of your goals now that you've received the OSI Fellowship?
Well, the OSI Fellowship has, I'm so grateful because it's exposed me to a network of people whom I was unfamiliar with before. But the goals now is to perfect the program and to market it to different organizations, corporations, anyone who's really serious about changing the culture of the city in terms of running, getting more people involved, getting more people active. So we have the class of 2016 who graduated. We have class of 2017. And by the time the grant ends, we'll have class of 2018. So that is three classes that we can present as a model to say that this program works. And you know, I don't know who it will be, but if they're smart enough, they will invest in the program and we can have we can organize all of the running clubs in all of the high schools in Baltimore and then have an annual scholars run. So I'm really about innovation, but right now for these next 18 months, it's really about the miles and perfecting the program. So it's really social work, but it's disguised in running. And I mean, I've seen that it works already, but now it's really about collecting the data and showing other people who really want to grow the city that it works, starting with the youth.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man.
Issa Olufemi is a recipient of a 2016 Open Society Institute Baltimore Community Fellowship. For the next year and a half, he'll be working to further his project, the Poet Pride Run Club at Dunbar High School. There are 9 other Open Society Institute Community Fellows. After a quick break, we're going to meet another. She's working to connect Latinos with healthier food and career options. I'm Sheila Cast, right back.